Alright everyone, welcome back to the Dopamine Declutter. It's your boy Jake Carter here, ready to dive into something seriously important. Something we all grapple with, but rarely talk about openly. Today, we're tackling imperfection. Ever feel like you're constantly chasing some idealized version of yourself? Like you need to be perfect at everything you do, achieve every goal, look a certain way? You know that feeling when you scroll through social media and everyone seems to have it all figured out? It's exhausting, right? Well, guess what? That's a total myth. Perfection isn't real, and striving for it is actually holding us back from living our best lives. Let's break it down, because this stuff matters. We're bombarded with messages telling us to be perfect, the perfect student, the perfect athlete, the perfect partner, even the perfect friend. We internalize these messages and start putting pressure on ourselves that's simply unrealistic. But here's the truth. Imperfection is what makes us human. It's in our flaws, our stumbles, our oops moments that we truly shine. Firstly, embrace your mistakes. They're not failures. They're learning opportunities. Remember that time you tried baking a cake and it turned out looking like a volcanic eruption? Ouch. But hey, at least you learned something, right? And who knows, maybe now you have a signature rustic look going on. Secondly, comparison is the thief of joy. Seriously, comparing yourself to others is like trying to race against a moving target. You'll always feel inadequate. Instead of focusing on what everyone else is doing, celebrate your own unique journey. Your path is yours alone, and that's pretty darn awesome. Think about it. Wouldn't you rather be the best version of yourself than a pale imitation of someone else? Thirdly, learn to say no. Overcommitting leads to stress, burnout, and feeling overwhelmed. It's okay to prioritize your own well-being and decline requests that don't align with your goals or values. Remember, saying no sometimes is actually saying yes to yourself. Fourthly, practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a dear friend. We all have bad days, make mistakes, and face challenges. Be kind to yourself during these times. You are not defined by your imperfections, you are defined by how you handle them. And finally, remember that true beauty comes from within. It's about being genuine, authentic, and embracing who you are, flaws and all. It's about living with intention, pursuing your passions, and making a positive impact on the world. That's what truly matters. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. Sarah's been stressing over this big presentation at work. She spent weeks perfecting every slide, agonizing over the wording, and practicing until her throat is hoarse. But come presentation day, she freezes up. She forgets key points, stumbles over her words, and feels like an absolute failure. Sound familiar? We've all been there. But here's the thing. Sarah's presentation wasn't a total disaster. She was nervous, sure, but she still managed to convey her message. And you know what? The audience seemed engaged. They asked questions, offered insights, and even gave her compliments afterwards. So, Sarah took a deep breath, acknowledged her nerves, and learned from the experience. She realized that perfection isn't the goal. It's about showing up, doing your best, and learning from every step along the way. That's the beauty of imperfection. It allows us to grow, evolve, and become our best selves. Remember, folks, you're not defined by your mistakes or imperfections. You are defined by your courage to show up, to learn, to grow, and to embrace the beautiful messiness of being human. So go out there, be kind to yourself, and remember, it's okay to not be perfect. And that's a wrap for today, folks. I hope this episode inspired you to let go of perfectionism and embrace your imperfections. Remember, sharing is caring, so spread the love and share this episode with someone who might need to hear these words. and don't forget to leave a review. It lets me know what you think and helps others find the podcast. Until next time, keep decluttering those dopamines, and remember, you are amazing just as you are.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.